Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The clergy sex abuse scandal in Europe now includes for the first time documents that appear to show top Vatican officials, including the Pope, mishandled allegations against a priest. It's alleged that when he was a cardinal, Cardinal Ratzinger, in the 1990s, Pope Benedict failed to take action in the case of Father Lawrence Murphy. Murphy, now deceased, was a Wisconsin priest who allegedly molested up to 200 children at a school for the deaf, which he ran in Milwaukee between 1950 and 1974. Documents in the Milwaukee case appear on the website of a Boston-area group that tracks clergy sex abuse cases in the U.S. The group, bishopaccountability.org, is now doing the same thing, posting documents related to abuse claims in Europe. The group's president, Terry McKiernan, came to our studios yesterday to talk about the significance of the Milwaukee case.
You know, we think the case is very significant indeed because we don't often come across this kind of evidence, although we know that this kind of involvement on the part of the Vatican happens all the time. It's particularly significant here because the two men involved in this case in 1998 grew up to become the Pope and the Pope's right-hand man.
Let's give a little more background here for those not familiar. Pope Benedict was Cardinal Ratzinger before he became Pope, and he was the Vatican's chief doctrinal enforcer, so to speak, at that time. He ran the office, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Tell us what the Vatican has said about this case.
Well, the spokesperson, Father Lombardi, has said that, well, it's an old case, and they did their best, and indeed, even though they didn't go ahead and try to laicize Father Murphy, they did recommend certain procedures that the Milwaukee Archdiocese could take to protect the population from Murphy. He was still alive at the time, of course. And we look at that with a good deal of skepticism because we know that after Murphy was pulled out of the School for the Deaf in 1974 because of allegations, he was moved to an adjacent diocese and supervised very poorly, if at all. That's not the way to get to the bottom of these cases, obviously.
Documents that have come forward amid the newly brewing scandals in Germany and in Ireland seem to be similar to what happened in Boston back in the early 2000s. In Germany, it appears that abusive priests were not disciplined when the Pope was Archbishop there. In Ireland, the Pope recently wrote a pastoral letter apologizing to Irish Catholics for the scandal there and only this week accepted the resignation of an Irish bishop. Your group is working on documenting cases of Irish abuse. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, in a way, it's a logical expansion of what we've been doing in the United States. And because there are multiple connections between the U.S. Church and the Irish Church, many priests who began in Ireland wound up serving in the United States and so forth, it's a good way to go, we feel. And Ireland is a remarkable story, as you know, because the change in Ireland has been precipitous. There's been an extraordinary drop in mass attendance and a concomitant rise in the skepticism with which Irish people encounter their church.
Do you think there's more to come as documents continue to shake loose?
There's absolutely more to come. You know, I think it's tempting to say that in the United States we've weathered the storm or we're in a new phase, and yet we're edging up to 6,000 counted accused priests in the United States, and in our database we only have 3,000 names. So half of the priests that the bishops admit have been accused in the United States are not known, many of them probably living in communities that don't really know their past.
I want to be sure I'm clear about this. Do you think that there's an aspect of the clergy sex abuse story in Boston that's yet to come out?
Oh, certainly that's true. You know, we've been pressing Martha Coakley to use her
The state attorney general.
Yeah, to use her considerable influence to urge Cardinal O'Malley to move a little faster in coming out with his own list. You know, we have a list of accused priests.
The list of names.
The list of names. Counting is helpful, but naming is much better. And we suspect that the Cardinal is a little reluctant to do this because his list is different from ours. And there are people on his list that no one has ever heard of. It's going to be better for everyone when that list appears, and we don't really understand why he's taking his time.
Terry McKiernan, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me.
Terry McKiernan is president of the Boston-based group, BishopAccountability.org.